We're trying to keep it as small as possible and still safe. We're going to have it outside so that it's more safe for everybody.
So outside, so you can easily socially distance. You can put the chairs apart.
Yes.
What's your fiance's name?
His name is Jimmy.
Tell me about Jimmy and why you want to spend the rest of your life loving him and him alone.
Jimmy is the love of my life. He's my best friend. I don't know what I would do without him. He saved my life a couple years ago after I went through something pretty traumatic. And he is just the most amazing person. He makes me smile every single day. I have not fallen out of love with him in the 5 years that I have known him.
Wow, that says it all. He saved your life, and now he's going to be the half of your life.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I am 21.
And how long have you loved this man?
5 years.
So you were kids when you fell in love?
Yeah.
Have people tried to dissuade you from getting married, said silly things like you're too young or anything like that?
We've heard we're too young and why not just wait, but we are so in love, we don't want to wait.
God bless you. Have a beautiful, beautiful wedding and a wonderful life together.
Thank you so much.
Good night, honey.
Strands in your eyes, the color them wonderful, stop me and steal my breath. And emeralds from mountains and thrust towards the sky. Dress it out with the trappings of a lamb.
like Delilah.
I'm hurting, baby. I'm broken down. I need your loving, loving. I need it now. When I'm without you, I'm something weak.
This is Delilah, who's with me on the phone line.
Hi, this is Callie.
Hi, Callie. Welcome aboard. What are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm sitting in my room with my little sister.
Hi.
Hi, girls. What's your little sister's name, Callie?
My little sister is Kinley.
And how much older are you?
I'm 5 years older than her.
Are you a kind big sister, or are you a mean big sister like I was?
I'm a kind big sister, but she's a mean little sister sometimes.
I was the world's worst big sister to my little sister.
Oh.
We were about the same years apart as you guys, and I was so jealous.
Oh. That's almost the same way as I am.
What can I do for you girls tonight?
I'd like you to play a song for my sister.
Oh, see, you are a great big sister. What can I play for you?
I'm not sure.
So I will find a song about girls for you two girls, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being a great big sister.
Of course. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. It's Delilah. Let me ask you a question. When you were a kid growing up, did you have the cool mom, the mom everybody liked, the mom that was your friend, or did you have the mean mom, the mom who made you do your homework, brush your teeth, and called your teacher? In just a moment, I'm going to talk with a young lady who has a very mean mom. She doesn't even let her watch inappropriate movies. That story coming up next.
Don't leave me out in the rain. Come back and bring back my smile. Come and take these tears away. I need your arms to hold me now. The nights are so bring back those nights when I held you beside me. Unbreak my to my life. Don't leave me here with these tears. Come and kiss this pain away. I can't forget the day you left. Time is so unkind. And life is so cruel without you.
Listener moment with Delilah next on Light FM. After the commercials, it's Delilah doing her Delilah.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know, featuring Benson Boone. Slow It Down.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touched me. And I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens. Out of Georgia now, you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it, oh, I hate it out, the reason that you're in your head right now. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down, take a moment now, we're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hopeless doubt, let me pull you out, let me hold you now, let me slow it down.
it funny how it changes, how the future rearranges. I get nervous, how I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only go. I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future.
Create your own Benson Boone custom station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Oh, hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you. I just wanna hold you.
Oh yeah, I'm lying too deep. Have I lost my mind? Well, I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain, oh yeah. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away.
It's Friday night, girls' night with Delilah.
Good evening. You've called Delilah. Who is this?
Hi, my name's Holly.
Hi, Holly. Welcome aboard. What can I do for you?
Well, I actually was calling in because I have my daughter here with me. She is 10 years old.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
We have been listening to you for a while, and we both love your show. Anyways, last night, she called you 306 times last night to try to get through. I wanted to see if you can play a song for her.
Okay, Holly, you know you got to give the phone to your daughter. What's her name?
Her name is Brella.
All right, hand the phone to Brella here so we can have a little conversation. Brella, how old are you?
10.
You're 10, and you have the patience to hit redial 300 and how many times?
306.
306 times trying to get on to the Delilah show. That tells me you had something very important to share. Who are you thinking of?
My mom.
Your mom, is she your hero?
Yeah.
Is she your very best friend?
Yeah.
Okay, you're 10 now. But in a couple of years, you're going to be a teenager.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song for you if you promise me something.
Yeah.
This is going to be a hard promise to make, but I'm going to ask you to try, okay?
Okay.
Promise me that when you become 13 or 14, you won't roll your eyes at mom, but you will remember this night and how she's your very best friend.
Okay.
Have you got what I call a mean mom? A mom that wants to know where you are at all times and wants to know who you're with?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, isn't that just crazy? You got one of the meanest moms I can tell. She probably doesn't let you watch movies that are inappropriate. She probably doesn't want you watching TV. She wants you doing your homework.
Yes.
You got a pretty awesome mom, honey. I will play a song for you.
Okay.
Let me talk to Mama again.
Hi.
Keep being a mean mom, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking our call. This made her night.
Oh,
dedications, your love songs.
Every night.
With Delilah on 106.7 Light FM.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Mmm, got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss your eyes. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I.
Before we get into the show, I want to stop and say prayers for everybody. Everybody in Florida, everybody in Georgia, everybody in the Nashville area, all the way up into Louisville and Springfield, flooding and torrential downpours and flash floods and so much craziness, so much craziness. Our thoughts and prayers are with the folks in Asheville, North Carolina and the Outer Banks. Thoughts and prayers with everybody who's lost their homes, lost their life work, lost their businesses. Hopefully, prayerfully, we will not hear of a great loss of life. We'll be back. You're listening to Delilah.
Why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time
not your hand, but the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Need you torn. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. Yeah. Your hand but the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love.
Get inside here tonight with me on the radio, New York City. You found Delilah on New York's Light at Night. So how was your day today? You want to know how ridiculous my day was? I got dressed this morning and I put on an apron. Not just any apron. Not like a cute little apron that Martha Stewart would wear. But an apron that I have that looks like something my grandma would wear. It's more like a shirt dress kind of thing, but I put it on because it's got pockets. And when I'm painting or when I'm doing anything around the farm or when I've got baby chicks that are hatching and I have to take them out of the incubator and put them into the brooder, I need pockets. And I need something that I don't care if I get it dirty. So I put my ugly, goofy, great grandma looking apron on. And then I forgot that I had it on. And I went to the high school to pick my daughter up early and we had to run some errands. And then I went in the grocery store with her, my teenage daughter. Not once did she say, "Oh mom, by the way, you've got a really goofy apron on and you look ridiculous. So you might want to take that off and leave it in the car." No. No, she let me walk through the grocery store and I happened to catch a reflection of myself in a mirror that they had there, like, you know, close to the front with glasses, sunglasses on it. And I'm like, wait, what am I wearing? What am I doing? I looked beyond absurd, I'm sure. So, peeled the apron off in the middle of the grocery store, finished my shopping the whole time saying to my daughter, "Wasn't I embarrassing you? Like, did you not want to tell me I looked ridiculous?" And she said, "Mom, I figured you knew. You're the one that dressed yourself, so I figured you knew you looked ridiculous." I said, "Well, your older sister would have told me the second I stepped out of the car, I'm not going in there with you looking like that. You look ridiculous." So if you If you saw me at the grocery store today looking like a 90-year-old woman in a long, goofy, apron-like, house dress-like thing with... I didn't have any baby chicks in the pocket. I had put them in the brooder by the time I left. Thank you for not saying anything. Just look away. Nothing to see here. Move along down the aisle. I hope you had a fabulous day. And if you looked ridiculous, I hope you celebrated in it. We'll be back. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. It doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, 'cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your head on the past, to pull you through. You just gotta be strong.
heart is the space and now you're home. Ooh. Show me how to fight for now.
You show me, baby.
I tell you, baby, and it was easy coming back here to you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. I couldn't get any bigger with anyone else beside of me. And now it's clear as this promise that we're making to reflection into one. Cause it's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. Staring back at me. Oh.
It's Friday night, girls' night with Delilah.
Hi, is this Tanya?
Yes, it is.
Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes, that's right.
What can I do for you?
I just wanted to get a song played for my ex-boyfriend. We broke up about 2 months ago, and we were together for 3 years, and I thought he was the one I was going to marry. And I've just been pretty miserable, and I just can't seem to get past them.
How long ago did you break up?
2 months.
Well, if you were together that long and planning your life with him, you're not going to get past him real soon.
Right. The problem is that I just don't even want to. I still love him. Right.
And it takes a long time for your heart to heal.
Right. And it doesn't help that he's still calling me, and we still keep in touch. I mean, we talk at least twice a week.
So why did you break up?
He got cold feet. He said he needed his space. He's afraid to get married.
How old is he?
He's 27.
He's not getting any younger.
No.
So he's got a little commitment fear.
Yeah.
Well, maybe what you need to say is, listen, you know, this is breaking my heart to talk to you all the time. When I love you so much, don't call me until you're ready, you know, to be committed.
Right.
Maybe. It sounds like he wants the best of both worlds. He wants to know you're there and available to him and still loving him, but he's not ready to make a commitment.
That's what I think. It's hard, though, because when I don't talk to him, it's hard, too.
Of course, because you love him.
Right.
Well, all I can say is if it's meant to be, hopefully God will bring it about.
Right.
Let me find a song for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Take a bow, the night is over. This masquerade is getting older. Lights are low, the curtain's down. There's no one here. Say your lines, but do you feel them? Do you mean what you say when there's no one around? Watching you, watching me. One lonely star.
I don't know who you are.
I've always been in love with you. I guess you've always known it's true. In my heart, hide behind your smile. All the world loves a clown. Wish you well, I cannot stay. You deserve an award for the role that you play. No more masquerade. I've always been in love with you.
asking why, oh why, the show is over, say goodbye.
Are you falling in love this season as the leaves change, as the cooler air begins to settle in upon the landscape, and more with each passing evening? As the first day of autumn approaches, we're going to do something with you, my listeners here on the show, that I feel is so poignant as the leaves begin to fall. We're going to be sharing your falling in love under the falling leaves autumn love stories and autumn love stories memories. Every year you send me the most touching, some of the most tear-jerking memories I've seen. And we've made it a tradition. We share those sentiments on the air. Falling in love under the falling leaves. Sweet way to welcome in autumn in the Big Apple, don't you think? You're listening to Delilah.
Everybody knows.
earlier I was talking about going out in public looking ridiculous in an old-fashioned apron that I've had for eons that I wear when I'm painting. Or today I put it on because it's got like four or five pockets in it and my baby chicks are hatching. We put 18 eggs in the incubator and they are hatching one by one. And I have to take them out of the incubator, make sure they're healthy and cleaned up and everything, and then put them in the brooder. So I had this ridiculous apron on. And it reminded me when I was growing up, my mom, God bless her soul, would be up in the morning with curlers in her hair, those old-fashioned wire curlers, those black wire curlers, the brushy looking things. Remember, does anybody remember those? And they had little plastic pink pins that pinned them to your head. And she would have curlers in her hair, and then she would throw a headscarf, like a pretty floral silk headscarf, over the curlers, like you couldn't see them. Like it didn't cover them. It just kind of went over them. And then she would have a blue house dress on, a cigarette in her hand, and head out the door to take us to school. And I'd be like, Mom, you could just drop me off, you know, here a block away. And she would say, Sis, that's crazy. It's raining. Stay in the car. I'll drop you off in front of the school. Like, no, really, Mom, it's okay. And guess who now goes out in public with curlers in her hair? Yeah, that would be me. No cigarette, no black coffee, always a cup of tea, but mirror, mirror on the wall, I've become my mother after all. If you ever look in the mirror and startle yourself because you see your mama looking back at you, I am right there with you, my friend. I'm going to be here all night long keeping you company. You're listening to The Lila.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.